Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate December 20th. Winter will spring on the Northern Hemisphere in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, the winter solstice. That makes today and tomorrow the shortest days of the year, the shortest interval from sunrise to sunset. That makes the nights the longest of the year. Over the centuries, many cultures have held special events to commemorate this changing of the seasons. In China, for example, the event has been marked by a festival known as Dongxi, a name that means winter arrival. It's a celebration of the coming victory of light over darkness as the sun reverses course and brings longer days. In ancient Rome, the event coincided with Saturnalia, a festival dedicated to the god Saturn. It was one of the most important events of the year. It began on December 17th and continued for a week. Schools, businesses, and most government activities closed down. People held big banquets, exchanged gifts, and lit their homes with special candles. Scandinavians held the Feast of Yule. They made sacrifices to the hammer-wielding god Thor. They also lit bonfires to celebrate the returning sunlight and placed a long-burning log in their hearts, the Yule log. Many of the features of Saturnalia and the Feast of Yule have been incorporated into the modern celebration of Christmas, another event that roughly coincides with the winter solstice, a dark time with the promise of sunnier days ahead. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.